This is TWiT.
I am not smart enough to know what the hell they're talking about with Web 3. Not, by the way, not Web 3.0. No space. Very important that you do this right. I bet you Alex Wilhelm can explain what the hell Web 3 is. I'm going to show you this headline. Actually, this tweet from Elon Musk. Web 3 sounds like BS, tweets Elon Musk.
Yes. So, Leo, thank you for putting me in the hot seat on this one, because that way I'll get all the tweets and not you.
Better you than me, buddy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Web 3 is a rebrand of blockchain, which was a rebrand of crypto. I think it's the simplest way to put it. Oh. It's broadening each time, because cryptocurrencies were originally just, you know, Bitcoin and Litecoin back in the early days. And then we talked more about blockchain, thinking about the broader crypto economy in, you know, in a larger sense. What else can we build with blockchain technology? Web 3 encompasses NFTs and kind of like the games you can play on the Ethereum chain and so forth. And so I think it's a broader term, but it is mostly the same stuff. But I will say there was a shift overnight. Sometime a few months ago, Web 3 became the thing to say. And I don't know quite what changed, but all of a sudden, it became how what people use to describe the larger world of you know, Bitcoin at all. So if you want to sound cool, say Web 3. And by cool, I mean not cool.
To me, it sounds like a rebranding of the original vision of the internet, which is no borders, no controls. Everybody just does everything that they want, and there's no governments can
that
interfere.
That worked out so well.
Yeah, and then that didn't happen. It was, you know, the internet was largely taken over by giant corporations. And so this is an attempt to get back to that original vision. Nobody characterizes it like that, but it's clearly that's what it is. Taking the basket of hot new technologies like blockchain, NFTs, and lumping in Meta, if you will, lumping in the metaverse, et cetera.
Don't forget
and
the metaverse.
You get this new world, which is the original vision of the internet.
Yeah, but Mike, it claims to be so punk rock, right? What you just said is so dead on. It claims to be this open, freewheeling place, and yet it seems that the same people who made a bunch of money on internets 1 and 2 are making all the money in Web 3. So to me, like, are they just failing to live up to that kind of punk ethos you're describing, or am I misreading where things are today technologically?
I just think that's there's a technology type people are into that sort of thing.
Is that somebody at your door?
that's my Alex. That's sorry about that.
She really wants in. Are you in her playroom?
Are you? I'm sort of. Yes.
You've taken over your granddaughter's playroom, and now she wants in. She's pounding on the door, much as many people want to get into Web 3.0. It's not 3.0, by the way. Web 3. Let's get that right. Okay, yes. I've heard people in the media call it Web 3.0 because it was Web 2.0, but no, that would just be a successor to Web 2.0. This is nothing like Web 2.0. This is Web 3.
Except for the fact, Leo, that it's literally all the same stuff from Web 2.0 on the blockchain. It's games, it's social, it's you know, like different interest groups getting around different cultural memes.
Am I old, out of touch, or dumb to every time I hear the word blockchain think, watch out, watch your wallet? This sounds a little bit like a pyramid scheme to me.
Leo, have you heard of Axie Infinity, perchance?
No, what's that?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of these pay-to-earn games, or sorry, play-to-earn. So, like, you kind of play them, and then you earn tokens that are then have some sort of monetary value. And that always strikes me as slightly skeevy. And then also, there's a lot of ways to, like, essentially loan your
crypto assets. Is this like Crypto Cats?
It's kind of.
It's closer. Alex, isn't it closer to like essentially Pokemon kind of? Like,
but you can
like
make
breed
money.
Characters and you fight them or something, but then you earn money. Yeah, by doing that.
Yeah, but where does all the money come from? Because usually, in my experience as a longtime gamer, I pay money.
Right.
And then I play versus I play and then I get paid. That sounds like work, and yet it's a game. And so, to Leo's point about just having a general sense of unease, that's how I feel, because as far as I'm concerned, there is no never-ending font of capital. There is no way to make money for free forever. So from whence does it come?
People always get mad at the Federal Reserve for creating more money, but there's nothing to stop us from creating more cryptocurrency.
Leo, you might feel more skeevy about Axie Infinity specifically when you find out that the majority of the players are in the Philippines, and that what happens is rich Westerners hire
to grind for them.
Right.
Yeah.
And now they're making more than they would at a in meat space job. Apparently like 90% of the active players are in the Philippines right now, even though a lot of that money is flowing to bigger wallets elsewhere.
So I'm just setting up my Axie account, and I have to get a Ronin wallet, and I have to deposit Ethereum or Ether into my Ronin wallet. So I am paying to play, yes?
And don't forget that's going to cost you several hundred dollars in gas fees. Transfer to your wallet.
I never heard the phrase gas fees until Constitution DAO.
It's pronounced DAO, Leo.
I've been saying DAO, and then I thought, oh, I should probably say DAO since it is an acronym.
Also, no one says Ether. Everyone says ETH.
I know.
Yes, it's ETH, Web3, no space, and DAO.
So you're saying I'm basically marking myself as a future sucker. And that
yes, you are marking yourself as a mark.
I'm a mark. I'm wearing the sucker hat. When we were in Mexico many years ago on the beach in Puerto Escondido in beautiful Oaxaca, vendors came down selling hats, one of which was made from palm leaves. It was a very cute hat. And my ex at the time, my wife bought it, Jennifer bought it. And I said, Jennifer, you just bought the sucker hat. Now, everybody coming down the beach is going to make a beeline to you because you just gave somebody $10 for some palm fronds. So you're saying to me that I'm wearing the sucker hat when I say Constitution DAO or Ether.
The good news is, Leo, you don't have a lot of your personal net worth in crypto assets.
I have none.
So I think you're probably...
Wait a minute. I do have that wallet with 7.85 Bitcoin, but thank God I can't get into it.
Alex, wait till he finds out that good morning is a very, very loaded acronym.
Good morning?
GM, baby. GM. Yep. I say GM, you say GM back, because apparently the crypto meme world and culture is rooted in middle school terror.
Wait a minute, what does it mean?
Good morning.
But if you're the crypto, you say GM back. It's this like weird shibboleth.
Oh, it's a handshake. Leads. It's a secret handshake. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we're all going to make it or we're not going to make it. There's a
wag me.
Now, but yes. Right. Let me to give them their credit. One of the things that you have to say about the Web3 crowd is that now they're all very eager and excited. But generally, they're very optimistic and friendly. So, you know, their secret handshake is literally good morning.
Good morning.
And we're all going to make it.
Good morning. It's what Tim Cook says at the beginning of every Apple event. Good morning. But if you want to say you're in the know, you say GM.
GM.
Which I presume comes from texting, right? ROTFLWUT, right? It's...
Maybe I don't know. I don't think that's right. But I do think Brian's point is great though, because no one is having more fun than the crypto kids.
They're having
I mean, they're having an absolute blast. Like, do I want
not this
spend,
week?
Yeah,
not this week. Not this weekend because of the sell off. But like, I'm never going to spend $10,000 on an NFT because I don't want to purchase the digital signature to a particular image on one blockchain. Doesn't really drive my buttons, but they're having an absolute blast. They're minting.
Somebody
NFTs
in a chat room,
making rooms.
Stoic Squirrel says, you have to be optimistic. They think you're going to make money on this stuff, right? You have to be bullish. There's no bears in the crypto world.
Well, I've
can you short sell? That. Can you short sell crypto?
Probably, but I've written mean things about Bitcoin off and on since 2013.
How's that worked out for you?
Poorly. People have been cross for a very long time with me. But all my money is an index fund, so
it's
fine.
But this is the problem, by the way, with any pyramid scheme or any other scam, is the most threatening people are the people who don't believe it. You want to, you know, you got to beat them down because it's all based on this optimism we're going to get rich philosophy. And anybody who doesn't is peeing in your chowder.
Alex, you would know this better than me because you cover the VC space closer than I do. But my theory is that, and this is going to be something that's Leo won't know about also, but I think you said
the show is full of that, by the way. Go ahead.
Why 2 months ago did Web3 suddenly become the thing? And my theory is that it's literally Chris Dixon, it's literally Andreessen Horowitz, it's literally VCs decided en masse to brand it this way. And my motivating theory for that is they made so much money from Solana that all of a sudden, especially Andreessen, but a lot of the VCs are like, we need more Solanas.
So let me explain a couple of things about what Brian just said, because I think it's pretty good. So first of all, Chris Dixon and Mark Andreessen have both blocked me on Twitter. I don't know why that matters, but I wanted to bring it up.
I just want to say, context. I am so way ahead of you. In 1993 on MSNBC, I told the world when Microsoft announced Internet Explorer 3.0, it's all over for Mozilla. It's all over for Netscape. They're charging for a browser Microsoft's giving away. And Mark Andreessen apparently at that point began a long-standing hatred of me because I told the truth, by the way. I was absolutely right. I was told later he came screaming down the halls at Netscape saying, who is this Leo Laporte? Who is this asshole?
Well, so, Leo, I've always
welcome.
Liked
join to the club. Never... Join to the club, yeah. Alex.
Yeah, I've always liked you, Leo, and Mark's never liked us, and that's fine. But what I'll say is the Solana example that Brian brings up is actually a great point because Solana is a blockchain. It has some similarities to the Ethereum blockchain. It is better in some technological ways. It is cheaper to execute transactions. They're often faster. And so as a piece of technology, frankly, it's kind of cool. It shows the evolution of blockchains from Bitcoin to Ethereum to, I would say, Solana and some other ones today, like maybe Polkadot. I don't know. There's a couple of options out there. But I think if you look at the initial token distribution of Solana, and I'm pulling back to my memory here, so if I get this a little bit wrong, don't jump on me. I think a lot of the early backers got a bunch of early tokens and that I've appreciated very, very well. And so the people that invested in it, I think was Andreessen Horowitz, or maybe their crypto fund, made out like bandits. And so that was my point earlier about the same people that already have money making the bulk of the money in the crypto space. And that's why I'm not that interested in it. It's not bringing economic prosperity to poor people, right? So
you could actually argue it might even be doing the opposite. It's, I mean, it's not good for the environment.
It's not good for cybersecurity. It's Bitcoin is one of the things that makes ransomware. Work the way it does. First I have a comment about Alex's watch. I've never seen anybody wear the watch on their hand.
Let me see, Alex. What are you doing? Oh, that's interesting.
I've never seen that.
So basically, everyone, if you're not watching the video, I'm wearing my Apple Watch around.
Do you
my
have
palm.
A boo boo on your hand that you're covering up?
I do not have a boo-boo, nor do I have a cut. I'm just kind of a twitchy boy. And so I play with my watch when I'm sitting around. Yeah, and if
that's
I,
fair enough.
It's not.
He's a wrist model and he has to protect his wrist.
Protect the wrist at all costs. Yes.
I just like to call out any sort of innovation I see, no matter what it is. But in terms of cryptocurrency, the thing that bothers me is whenever I say something that's vaguely negative about any of this stuff, I get the argument is that, oh no, this is a great currency. It's for purchasing things. And it's really not used that way, is it? I mean, it's
no, you'd be nuts to
hoping that value will go up.
The people who buy things with it regret it deeply, like the guy who bought the $100,000 pizza.
Exactly. But the thing that, and I'm probably wrong about this, and I'd probably be proved wrong over time because I don't look at it that carefully. But it seems to me that this is a place where you can invest money and then make money without really contributing to society.
Yeah, it's pure
without
speculation.
Employing anyone, yeah. Without making anything. Yeah, it's speculation. So the whole thing kind of bothers me, but I'm probably just ignorant about it.
I don't think so. I think that's exactly what it is. And I think a lot of the enthusiasm is coming from people who speculated successfully. And as with any pyramid scheme, you've got to pull in new people because, you know, that's what keeps it going.
That's where the growth comes from.
That's what keeps it floating.
To bring it back real quick to the original question of what Web3 is, and Alex, help me out here because I feel like maybe we're the closest. The difference, so Mike is talking about currencies and things like that. The way I understand it is Web3 is moving crypto beyond just the idea, Satoshi's original idea of something that can replace money, to essentially being the promise that's always been there for utopian folks of a global computer, where it's not just money that is digitized, it's contracts, it's gaming, it's all of these things. It's moving towards the metaverse where your NFT is going to be your image that you present to the world when you're in the metaverse and things like that. And so I think Web3, the people that are proponents of Web3 think that this is the next evolution beyond just, oh, what's this new coin? It's what's this new thing that allows computing to happen natively on the internet.